Hey guys, Will Durst here to congratulate Doug Jones for capturing the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, the first Democrat to be elected there since Richard Shelby won a second term in 1992, but then switched to the Republican Party 2 years later, which, to be perfectly honest, is cheating. The Democrats are calling this a rebuke to President Donald Trump's administration and are hoping it harkens wonderful things for next year's midterm elections, ignoring the fact that this might have been an isolated incident. To call Roy Moore a flawed candidate is like referring to swimming with the sharks in a raw meat wetsuit as not the best of ideas. We're talking about a man who was kicked out of the Alabama Supreme Court twice and the Gadsden Mall Food Court once. While Trump's ratings are in the low 30s and Congress hovers around the 20s, Roy Moore was dipping into the teens. He was accused by 8 different women of inappropriate sexual behavior, most of whom are underage. But with this unexpected pickup in the Senate, the Democrats are partying like Oprah just gave them a car. They haven't been this optimistic since Hillary Clinton was a dead solid lock 13 months ago. Curiously, Republicans aren't crying too many tears since they don't have to defend this human albatross in every district, just their endorsements of him. So the big question now is, how will Democrats screw this up? Because you know they will. These guys could fall out of a boat and miss hitting water. The smart move would be to make sure Steve Bannon stays healthy for 2018, because if anybody can find more Republican U.S. Senate candidates who are also accused child molesters, he's the guy. Chuck Schumer might want to send him a nice package of vitamins for Christmas. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.